listening to ABC News Radio.
Victorian authorities have revealed the state's newest locally acquired COVID cases live in the city of Melbourne. Investigations are currently underway to determine how the person became infected, but authorities think they may be connected to the Kappa outbreak. There are now 74 active cases in the state after three more infections in hotel quarantine were also detected overnight. More than 15,000 COVID tests were processed yesterday. Health Minister Martin Foley says they were notified of the latest community transmission case late last night.
This case has done all the right things. From our initial interviews, the individual recognised that they had symptoms, got tested, and had a test result all within the same day, that is, yesterday.
Northern Territory Health has acknowledged it incorrectly processed a Darwin family who were allowed into the community on arrival in the Territory, despite recently returning from a COVID-19 hotspot. In a statement, NT Health says there's a low risk to the community. It says the family was allowed to return home for less than 24 hours and later identified and taken to Howard Springs for quarantine. A spokesperson for NT Health thanked the family for their compliance and understanding. In Victoria, sandbags remain heaped around homes in Traralgon as the flood threat eases for low-lying parts of the town. Nicole Asher reports.
Homes near the swollen Traralgon Creek have been shored up with sandbags ahead of expected rising floodwaters. Streets neighbouring the river were evacuated last night for a second time as another major flood warning was issued for the area. On Wednesday night, the river broke its banks, flooding nearby homes on Thursday and catching many households by surprise. The flood warning was downgraded to a moderate warning this morning. While the continuing heavy rain hampers the clean-up for those whose homes were damaged, volunteers have showed up to start stripping debris from fences around one local sporting field.
Days of constant rain in Tasmania's north have resulted in moderate to minor flooding, which has seen some roads closed to traffic. Monty Beauville reports.
The southern entrance to the northern Midlands town of Ross has been closed, with the Macquarie River exceeding the moderate flood level this morning. A section of the local caravan park has been flooded, with visitors moved to higher ground. Jane Rutherford is in Ross and says people are attempting to save stranded livestock from the floodwaters.
They've got some out, but there's still a few in there and blokes are actually in the water trying to pull them out.
Moderate flooding is also occurring in the South Esk River. Minor flood peaks further downstream in both rivers near Longford aren't expected until tomorrow.
The Northern Territory's anti-corruption watchdog has made a finding of corruption against a public service worker who allegedly impersonated her own referee to get a role with Territory families. In a public statement released late yesterday, the NT Independent Commissioner Against Corruption found that Shaylee Sten falsified details in order to get a job with the government. He also found she failed to disclose she'd been dismissed from her previous role for matters relating to fraud. She has since resigned from the public service. New research by Perth Children's Hospital into the long-term use of Botox for children for cerebral palsy has shown it's not only safe but can be potentially life-changing. In Western Australia, Botox was first used on children with cerebral palsy in 1995, making Perth's Children's Hospital one of the first paediatric centres in the world to use its treatment. 15-year-old Falak Zaman has been getting injections to treat her cerebral palsy for the past 10 years. She says it helps her immensely.
And really, my right hand really annoys me all the time, all day. Before the Botox is really annoying me, but after the Botox is really calm and yes.
Turning to the weather now in our capitals and the current temperatures in Brisbane, it's now 22 degrees. Sydney, you're on 17. In Canberra, it's 7 degrees. Melbourne now 15. Hobart, it's 13 degrees. Adelaide, 14. Perth, you're on 18 degrees. And in Darwin, it's now 29 degrees.